Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Layering up without trying to look like a gigantic newborn baby as a man.
And as we get closer and closer to the playoffs, how much is really at stake when it comes to Evan Mobley and how far the Cavs can go in the playoffs?
Could he have more pressure on him than you think? It's the emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app.
The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is now ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Hello, Tone.
What's going on, Kenny?
Oh,
opening day.
Have our minds. Oh, never mind. Opening day. You wanted to mention opening day.
No, it's
home opener day.
Yes.
See, you say opening day the day it happens.
It's a home opener. Yeah, what do you say the day it happens?
Purely anecdotal, but I was just downstairs and Kenny, two individuals were down while I was buying a
Individuals.
I was buying a Twix bar.
Ooh. Oh, I noticed you didn't share any of it.
And they were that went quick.
Thanks.
They've gotten smaller, let's be honest. It's called spade a spade.
You know how I'm gonna start getting some of his candy?
It's called Snickers a Snickers.
I'm gonna call him fat. I'm gonna say he's getting kind of fat and
so
he'll get nervous and so he'll start sharing it.
That's a good tactic.
Because I know how he is.
I am that way.
Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Just two guys, so purely anecdotal. Don't know if we can extrapolate any further than that. We were talking about parking. Somebody said it's $90.
$90?
The lot operated by our guy downstairs.
Oh.
$90. And I told him about the dual $75, those lots.
The $70. They were $70.
Oh, $70. They were $70. Okay. And one guy goes, I got to tell you, if I had free tickets to this game today, I am giving them away.
Really?
He said, I would definitely give them away. He goes, No chance. Let's look right now at 10:28. So things certainly can change, Kenny. Right now, my phone says downtown Cleveland is 35 degrees. No, I'm sorry. Is 28 degrees right now.
God.
Feels like. This is what it really feels like.
Give me that real
37
feel.
Degrees.
It says 10 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Still feels like 10 degrees
and
outside
I will
right now.
Be in that ballpark in 4.5 hours.
Well, it was weird. I didn't want to talk about the weather too much in front of Curtis when Curtis came in just because I'm like, I don't want to like no-sell your big event here. It's opening day. But at the same time, I'm like, man, it is cold out there. I was out there for just a moment. And what sucks is like the rest of the day, like the weather's not good all week. But at least it's like more springy. Like it's spring bad weather.
Yeah.
It's 50 or 45.
Well, it hasn't sprung yet.
Yeah. This is winter. This is wintertime. Like this is January. Feels like 10 and it's 20 degrees outside.
Yeah.
That's January weather.
Yeah. I mean, we do get May snowstorms, so they happen. But this.
I pray to God it doesn't this year.
Yeah.
This does
flowers.
Feel a little.
On the brisk
over the
side,
top.
Yes, a little bit too much.
Excessive.
I tried last night for hours at different points, not consecutively, to get my son to not want to go to this
game.
Right,
really? Because now you have to pay the price for it.
Yes,
but you'll have a good story for tomorrow. So let me ask you, Owen, And then we'll go around the room, because for many years, I did not dress properly for being outside, and I paid a huge price.
Yeah. I can't believe you were younger.
So I was I did not have the right boots. I did not have the right.
And why was that?
I'll be honest. We just didn't have a lot of money. So
I thought you meant as an adult.
No.
I figured you were going out and doing
I'm talking about
skiing and.
No, I'm talking about when I was young and you'd have to be outside. As I've gotten older in life, I never am outside. I never have to spend. Now, when my kids start playing sports and stuff, it changes again. I got to be outside again. But I don't have to be outside for a long period of time anymore at this stage of my life. So, Owen, what are you going to be wearing? Explain the layer situation.
All right.
Way to go?
I've got your base layer. I've got mine that I've had for 2 years now. I use it during football games. I had to use it during lacrosse on Sunday.
Okay.
So I have my base layer there, and it's just your stretchy, spandexy, tight, but it actually has like a cotton inside of it.
It's like tights? Are we talking tights?
They look like black tights, but they look like what your wife would wear to the gym for yoga, right?
Oh,
they have like a cotton inside layer, so they're not
like
just
that.
Spandex.
Do you take the time to look at yourself into a full-length mirror to see how ridiculous you look?
I do that.
I've done that.
Every single time. Not only before, but when I get home as well. Because now you've got the matted down hair from wearing the stocking cap.
I will, before I go hunting or something like that, before I go to the woods and hike, I will put on the black. I have these, a black pair of them, like real tight ones, and I'll put them up and I'm like, I look like one man gang.
I
look ridiculous.
And I do the, I tuck the shirt. This comes from my time living in Alaska. They taught us how to layer there. Just in case you're ever stuck in the elements.
But, okay.
I do that. I make sure the shirt is tucked in, and then the socks are also over the top. You have a nice tube. And then I will go jeans probably. Sometimes I try to get another layer of pant.
That's what I was going to ask.
It is. But there will definitely be that shirt. Or that same material for a shirt, there will be the...
I just thought about a scenario. Hold on.
The Guardian sweater that I've worn many times in here that's a crew neck type. Then a hoodie and maybe my North Face coat as well.
I just reminded myself because it does. Like, I look like a giant baby that needs to be changed. Like, I'm just like, okay, Liz, come in and change me.
Like, I will not...
I'm looking at an outfit.
I will not wear gloves, though. How do you make noise with gloves on?
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
I always wear the gloves.
Well, you've got the sting. It's 98, and you're at the top of Greensboro Coliseum right now.
Yeah, but the problem with the gloves, there's so many problems with the gloves. One is, now maybe you're not like me, Owen. Maybe you're not on your phone as much.
I'm always on my phone.
It's okay. So that is annoying. You can't go back
and forth. I do have a new pair of gloves that I got before when the Chiefs came to town to make sure that if I needed to access my phone, they still...
Wait, did he get you those gloves?
No, not my Chiefs gloves.
Oh, I thought he got you Chiefs.
Toby's worn those to school a few times, and they are definitely like adult extra larges, and it didn't matter. His little tiny hands went in there. But yeah,
get his mitts in there. That's fine.
I do have the gloves that have the finger still. It still works to like operate your phone.
Okay.
You know? But those, you gotta be careful with those because they lose their properties pretty quickly.
Yeah, and then it defeats a purpose. So, right. And then what are you doing hat-wise?
Hat-wise, so here's my biggest problem right now. My wife, I had a very nice Guardian's knit cap that my wife stole because she loved it. And it does a good job being a unisexed cap. The only thing I have personally that still fits in with the motif that is that warm has Chief Wahoo on it. Do I wear my Chief Wahoo today?
Of course you do.
Why not?
Well, do I paint my face and everything then?
No, Jesus. No. You can wear that. You can wear that.
God, that is all we ever did was that sound effect our entire childhood.
You can wear that. You're fine.
Okay, so I find that very interesting, and you're going to make sure, like, is your kid old enough where you're not bossing him around how to dress?
Oh, yes and no. Like, he's smart, but I bought him a new base layer today. That just arrived last night via that famous company that ships you stuff overnight. He'll have that on. I'm sure he'll have sweatpants. His biggest problem, and this is all of my children, and he even did this Sunday when we went to watch his brother play lacrosse. He layered up, and then he put on Crocs.
Of course. Right.
Like, what the hell's the point?
My kids do that, and they're small.
And I'm like, you are wearing plastic shoes with holes in them.
Yeah, they do
Knock it off.
They do
There's puddles everywhere.
It's pointless. It's pointless. They do that. I'm like, if your feet are cold, your body's going to be cold.
Now, the biggest... Yeah,
everything starts at your feet.
Everything does. The biggest issue is going to the bathroom with your setup, Owen.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not fun.
And that's where do I watch
You're gonna
my
be boozing.
Intake of, yeah. of liquid.
You're going to be boozing, and that's how you get through it. Now, are you going to avoid beer and instead
Although
go...
Although I'm very good at
liquor.
As long as I don't break the seal. Once I break the seal, I'm screwed.
Yeah,
it's every half inning.
Yeah.
But although with the way that baseball's changed in the last couple of years and it goes much quicker, it is different. But I can usually make it until like the seventh or eighth inning
really?
Without breaking that thing. As long as I've got to do a proper pregame for that.
Yeah.
For that component. But yeah.
That is going to the bathroom is a tough one.
But you're right. I do have, and what game was it last? Oh. I bought a bunch of the all plastic flasks.
Oh.
And it was a thing about like
the Rum Runners?
Yeah. We had purchased so many playoff tickets and it was like, hey, I'm buying these tickets and I'm getting up there monetarily. I can't pay for all the drinks and stuff.
Yeah.
So I had it ready to go in case I needed it. And I purchased before the World Series. We did not make it.
I took a Rum Runner the last time I took the last time I ever went to a movie theater. I saw the last Twilight movie with Liz, and I took a Rum Runner full of whiskey in with me. I was drinking it out of the pouch. It was 12 years ago. 12 years ago.
Now we do have the one.
Ridiculous.
I've got the, as someone bought us as a gag, it looks like the suntan lotion bottle. But it's actually for your booze.
It's just for booze. It's a straight up get messed up.
I think it's so my wife can sneak it into my children's youth of sporting events now.
Well, I was wondering about that. How many, as I get older, or as my kids get older and they're in sports, how many people are drinking?
All of them.
During baseball and soccer, the outdoor events, brother, it is. I get mad when we go to tournaments because we'll go do our warm up and then we'll play a 2-hour, 15-minute game. And I will walk to the outfield afterwards because we've got, 2 hours until our next game. So we've got some time to kill. And I'll walk out there and I'll start talking to the parents. And if we've had a win, everybody's in a great mood. And then you start to see, wait a minute, you're a little slushy right now. you can tell they're getting a little loose with their words. And maybe they slip in some inside jokes that they've had out there in right field amongst them.
Yep.
And then I will ask my wife, I'm like, how many did you go? And she's like, she'll give me a number. It's like she's calling pitches and she'll put it down. Got the painted nails and everything.
You will see. I hate to take a turn on this. You will see a story come out this summer. Always a few.
Yeah.
Where like there will be a mom leaving a travel baseball tournament and she'll get pulled over at 6 o'clock in the afternoon and she's over the legal limit. And she might not even, and people are like, how? And she might not even realize, not that you don't condone those things because you're just sitting out there all day. Day gets away from you. You got to get home from the ballpark. You don't even think, and then all of a sudden something bad happens. You see that story every summer. Every summer. Mm-hmm.
That's someone gets pulled over. The downside of coaching is I don't get to participate.
Nope. But I imagine that's why that's part of the reason I'm like waiting for X. I'm like, okay, get him to seventh grade. Even though you watch, I'm probably going to get roped into coaching that too. Get him to seventh grade. Hopefully, because I'm like, man, I'd love to go on a Friday night because I live right down the street from the high school.
Yeah.
And you live right down the street, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if you live right down the street, I'll walk up there.
Yeah.
And it's great. This is what I don't understand why they don't do it. There's another community on the other side of the high school field, and they told me that they used to take their golf carts and drive and park them on the hill and watch.
You just watch the game.
For and I go, why don't you still do that? That's amazing. The Gridiron Club would do that. I go, that's an awesome, that would be an awesome atmosphere.
OHSAA
It's something that you guys can do.
You're done.
Oh, my God.
They need that money. We've got to get... 122.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Games in the playoffs.
Charge him.
So wait,
charge
what him. Happened? What happened? Something happened.
They stopped. I don't know what stopped them doing it.
Oh, I thought somebody got a DUI.
No. They stopped doing it. I don't know why, but I'm going. I go. Why can't you just do it like a NASCAR race?
Yeah, okay, that'd be awesome.
It's $20 to park your buggy here. $20. You want to park? $20. You want to park up on our hill? Mad down our grass? It's going to cost you money.
Yeah.
Like that. I don't understand how that's a problem. Like, man, that'd be awesome. Your high school, because like some state, I think stadiums. I don't mean to turn this into a high school football thing. I think high school sports in general are losing all atmosphere. All the atmosphere. Because they're all multi-purpose fields.
Yeah.
So everything now is a football stadium, soccer stadium, track stadium. It's all multi-purpose.
Gaming studio.
Yeah, of course, you have to do it like that because mm-hmm. you got to save money and the taxpayers and things like that. But you're losing any sort of things that make you unique. Like what I am, like Manchester's new stadium is beautiful. It's a really nice stadium. It's the same as all the other ones. Their old stadium, Zach Jackson will tell you, it was so cool. It was old. We backed the van behind the stands. There would be somebody who builds a bonfire out in their backyard past the fence.
Yes, people, they have character.
And so like I'm looking for anything that has character. And it's the same for all sports. Gyms are now all the same. That's why like Wolverine is cool because they're all brand new. The schools are new, so they all build them. They build them a little bit bigger, and so like a place like Barberton, they have a new gym, but it's a really cool gym.
But
like,
their old venue was historic.
Yeah,
I don't know. I spend hours in gyms now, so I've looked at them different. And we go from like Berea's gym because that's a new building is amazing, and it has a. Like a glass front that looks out into the like the hall area and all that. It's really cool. But at the same time, like we end up in like Clyde and I spend 8 hours in Clyde on a Saturday or, you know, West Holmes. The West Holmes gym is awesome and it's a little older, but you can tell they've done a lot.
That's kind of
to make it unique.
Yeah. And I still like that's why I kind of like baseball still. Because, I mean, now there's places they just turf the whole field.
Yeah.
And that's different. But, like, I know that this isn't the best example. I think it's Canton South because I played there once.
Yeah.
Their field just flooded because of the weather, but it's, like, right along Route 800. Like, literally, the street is right above your head. And it's just this cool little tucked in, like, they were like, we need to play baseball. Well, we have some space left over here. Put a baseball field there. And so it's like kind of old and stuff. And you see that in some other places. It's like the last bastion of anything.
For
that's,
a high school state, high school field especially. We've been to some public, the Bay Middle School, there is literally the backstop is at the corner of whatever two streets those are.
Yes.
And if you are a parent standing behind the backstop, don't take a step back too far because you are now in traffic.
They were telling me they were building a new stadium at Cuyahoga Falls after this coming season, I think it is. I was heartbroken because we got to go there for Friday Night Touchdown. Yeah. And I'm like, man, real grass in the back of the middle school. This is awesome. Like, yeah, don't get used to it. I'm like, oh.
That's how Chagrin Falls football stadium is awesome. It used to be a horse track.
It was a horse track because the home stands are crooked.
That grandstand is,
grandstand is crooked. And they have the lockers there. They do it weird. Like, Chagrin Falls is weird, other than I know we make jokes about, you know, swingers, but it's like a football stadium from a movie. Mm-hmm. We got to get back on track, but I'll say this. It's like a football stadium from a movie, and it's weird because right up the road, you have Kenston that is very serious about football,
mm-hmm.
definitely serious about football, and I love that. And then you go to Chagrin Falls, and it's kind of like, hey, there's a park out past the end zone, and it used to be a horse track, and it's kind of like if there was a football game going on in Dawson's Creek. And it's always colder up at the top of the hill in Kenston than it is in Chagrin Falls. I've had a situation where I was at the top of the hill in Kenston, have had to wear a coat and gloves, and was able to take them off at the bottom of the hill in Chagrin Falls. That's how different it is. I always call it a hill. I'm sure there's other hills, but that's how I do it. But yeah, I just like character. And some places they just lose character, and that, I think that happens in a lot of things, including gyms. Anyway, you wanted to get to we got the poll running for the jersey thing. We'll get to that later. We'll get to that tomorrow. The Cavs thoughts. So I don't want to be the gatekeeper of Cavs opinion, and I think I'm starting to become that, and I don't like that. Like I saw Tony Pesta, who posted a point from the Chase Down podcast with Justin and Carter. And I thought it was apropos, and then I thought, well, it is a little bit different because he brought up, like, hey, the Cavs and the Warriors have won the same amount of games since the All-Star break. The Warriors are getting this great story, like, oh, my God, they're ready to roll. And the Cavs are this, oh, what's going on with the Cavs? They're slumping. What's going on? My first reaction was, and I'm sure they mentioned it in the pod. I didn't get to listen to their last pod. I'm sure they mentioned it, but my immediate reaction was, well, Jimmy Butler. You know, when you're not that great of a team and then you add Jimmy Butler, it's new. So everybody, like, the Cavs were already great. They added DeAndre Hunter, who's obviously not the star Jimmy Butler. Well, you're still expected to be great. So if you start to lose some games here and there, then it's what's wrong with you instead of what you're building up. If the Cavs were the Warriors and had their record, which was, what was it, around 500? Before the Jimmy Butler trade,
mm-hmm, yeah.
If you had the same record and you traded for Jimmy Butler, I think the Cavs would be a big deal. However, I mean, they have won four championships over there in Golden State with Steph Curry.
And with Draymond.
Still, yeah.
And Jimmy Butler.
Still going to be a bigger
Jimmy Butler's been to multiple NBA finals, was very close to having to be a third, and his team stunk. Like, they were just not that good. And now the league was a little down, and one was a COVID year, but he still deserved a lot of credit for that. I have no problem. Like, if you're not going to believe in the Cavs until they do it, I get it. Normally, that's how it works in the NBA. It's not baseball where a team can come out of nowhere and just win the World Series.
Yeah.
Okay. That's just not typically how it works in the NBA. So I'm really excited about this postseason because all these questions have gotten tired. We have asked the same questions now for 3 years about Donovan Mitchell, about Darius. Evan's getting better every year. So he has a chance to answer some questions in a big way in the playoffs to where are we arriving at that intersection of Evan Mobley, his trajectory continuing to go up, and Donovan Mitchell has pretty much been the same player now, really for 4 years. You know, you can go back to Utah too. He just plays less minutes now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Donovan Mitchell isn't really getting any better. He's had amazing, transcendent playoff performances. He's also had some bad performances. He's gotten outplayed by Jalen Brunson.
Fair.
You know, in consecutive years. So that's where Donovan Mitchell is. Like, can Evan Mobley actually, and I don't think it's going to be this year. Holy crap, if it is, that either means that Donovan is going downwards or Evan Mobley is just on a runaway freight train. But is Donovan, how close is Evan to passing Donovan in the playoffs as the best player?
I don't think he will this year, but I want to see how he gets better this year. I want to see how he progresses this year.
And so obviously people are going to, there's a lot of reasons to doubt the Cavs until you see them do it. The Warriors, we've seen Steph do it. Took him time. I mean, the championship he got a few years ago, was hugely significant and changed a lot of conversations. Draymond, I mean, we know what Draymond is, but you can't deny that guy has been really, really good. I almost said a warrior. He's been really, really good in the playoffs. At time, people forget Game 7. If it goes a different way, might be talking about Draymond Green as the MVP.
This is a
he had a great first half.
This is a show conversation. This is a one for the regular radio show. There might be an underrated amount of pressure on Evan Mobley because, like I said, I want him to build this year, but not take. He doesn't have to take over. If he goes out there and has a really disappointing postseason, does that all of a sudden, it's like, okay, you're a never was then. You're a never will be. Like, if Evan Mobley has a really good postseason, I think a lot of us will say he's poised to take over. But if he doesn't, maybe it's put up or shut up. Like, it all of a sudden becomes put up or shut up, which is unfair, but it's the truth of what a lot of basketball is opinion. A lot of what we talk about is opinion. And not just fact of what their stats are, how they're shooting from three, you know, what they are in certain sets. It is, I think this guy's better than that guy. I think I could, and there's a lot, I think, on Evan, but I think he's almost put in an impossible position. If he has to take such a galactic step in the postseason to get over Donovan Mitchell this year. If he doesn't take a big step, then all of a sudden it's a mess. Or he's never going to get to where we need him to go. Like, if he goes out there and he's just meek and he gets rolled, and you can still beat the Pistons and you can beat the Magic with a meek Evan Mobley, but you are going to get canned by the Boston Celtics, I think that would be a tremendous disappointment if he were to shrink. If he steps up in the moment, realistically, if he steps up in the moment, he goes to number two, and he's still close to Donovan, but not Donovan. I think that puts a tremendous amount of pressure on him because it is unfair, but that's how he'll be seen publicly. So it's almost where you can take a step, but you can't accomplish the goal realistically. But I think realistically, he could be called a failure at the end of the year if he doesn't step.
Well, he's going to win. And the thing is, he's going to win awards. He could be Defensive Player of the Year. He could be all NBA second.
I think Draymond talked himself
into it. Maybe, but he could be all NBA second team. And that's. Second team, we're talking about if you're there consistently. Now, there's a bunch of guys who are not up for it because they didn't play enough games. So you're going to see some names you're not used to. But you're top 10. If you're consecutive years, if you can get all NBA second team, we're talking about you as a top 10 player in the league.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, if the Cavs have Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley's a top 10 player in the league, like it might not even matter if Darius slumps in the playoffs and struggles. If you got two top 10 players in the league, I mean, that's huge.
That would help.
That changes everything.
Yes, it would. But like, okay, you look at a guy like, how much of a change has Chet Holmgren been for the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Yeah, the numbers aren't really outrageous, but they just know they can play so many different ways now than they couldn't
less minutes
before. Yeah.
He does not play. How many minutes does Evan play a night?
I imagine he's around 30.
30, yeah.
I was going to say 33, whatever.
Because I think Chet Holmgren is probably in the mid-20s.
Yeah. And they also, he's part of infusing him into the lineup more and more and ramping it up for playoffs.
I don't want to be nasty to you, but that was one of the arguments about Evan a couple of years ago. It's like, well, he's same draft class as Chet Holmgren.
Evan plays 30 and a half minutes
okay.
a game.
Okay.
I will look up Chet.
But you understand, if Evan doesn't step up, like say Oklahoma City goes to the finals and Chet Holmgren's healthy, that's a big issue.
Yeah.
Because he's a stick. But if Chet Holmgren's healthy, all of a sudden now it makes Evan look worse.
Yeah.
And I know Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's the guy, but Donovan's the guy. So if you're the secondary piece and they're in the finals out of the West and you're not, that's going to be a talking point
Chet
for fans. It's unfair, but you know how this works.
Chet's only playing 27.4.
27. See, I was guessing about 25. 27.4. Yeah, okay. So he's a little bit less than that. Evan's actually playing fewer minutes than I thought, but that makes sense because you blew teams out for the first 4 months of the season. 3 months of the season. So October, November, December, January. 4 months of the season.
Be great if it was the Cavs and Oklahoma City in the NBA Finals. What an awesome matchup that would be.
Well, then it would just be, okay, Shai versus Donovan, Chet Holmgren Evan Mobley, and you can kind of call it a wash no matter what happens. But I think there might be an unspoken amount of pressure on Evan Mobley going into this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.